Well, hello, y'all. Y'all is actually a term that I resisted using for many years because I was in the South from the early 70s until the late 70s. As much as I enjoyed being in the Central Florida area, I was also in New Orleans. I didn't really want to use the term y'all because I thought it sounded kind of...
You thought it sounded dumbass.
No, I didn't say dumbass.
Yeah, you did. Well...
I know now that it's very common, but I resisted using it. Now it's in common usage all over the world. All right. Let's check out today's show, folks. This comes to us from Tuesday, the 23rd of January, 2024. Bob Green, as you know, surrendered to Miles Flanagan, the Fraser Foods logo, and he is now selling he's got a store called Meats and Greens, but before that, he was starting a new store called Bob's Meat.
Yeah, that didn't go over too good.
No, it didn't. And let's just hear how much it crashed. Or maybe it didn't crash and burn in this episode, but...
I think there's every indication.
Well, let's hear it. It's Bob Green, Bob's Meat. Hello, everybody. It's Phil Henry, and it is the world-famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California on a Tuesday. And we have an interesting saga to relate to you today. Now, you all remember Bob Green, owner of Fraser Foods in Anaheim, California. Bob sold out to Miles Flanagan and the Flanagan Group and retained ownership of the Anaheim store. It became Bob's Meats and Greens, or Bob Green's Meats and Greens, excuse me, and Miles Flanagan took over ownership of the rest of Fraser Foods. Now comes, if I'm getting this right, Margaret, tell me.
So far, so good.
So now comes Fraser Foods making a bid to purchase the final store, Bob Green's Meats and Greens, and Bob is amenable to that. He's looking to branch out and go strictly into the meat business. It's what he provides for Ted's of Beverly Hills and other restaurants. He feels very confident that that's really the future for him. And the final remaining store there in Anaheim will become the will go back to being Fraser Foods, only under a different ownership group. Have I got that?
That's it in a nutshell, in essence, I should say, Phil. Bob is the only thing that is sort of thrown a wrench into it, because you talked to this Randy Hand.
I talked to Randy Hand, Phil.
Now, who's that?
Randy Hand is a inspector for Miles Flanagan's Fraser Foods Group, and he's been in the store the last few days, and there have been some things that he's seen that might, as they say in the business, queer the deal.
No, you can't say queer.
It's a phrase, bud.
Right.
It's a phrase people use.
Well, like what?
We've got him lined up to be on the show. We're supposed to have Bob on line too, so we can bring them up and discuss this. Let me get Bob Green. Bob is at Fraser Foods right now. Bob, how you doing? It's General Shaw.
Hi, General Shaw. Randy Hand is standing by with me. And I think Randy will be able to explain himself, because I just want to say, we stand at the ready to conclude this deal with Miles Flanagan and the Flanagan Group to turn over the remaining store, for the remaining Fraser Food Store. It really isn't a Fraser Food Store, but the remaining store from that chain to the Miles Flanagan Group. And I'll be opening up a new business called Bob's Meat. Here's Randy Hand.
Yes, Randy Hand speaking.
Hey, Mr. Hand, this is Phil Henry, and I have General Galen Shaw and Margaret Gray and Bud Dickman here.
Yes, sir.
All right, now, according to General Shaw, Randy, you told me that you saw some things.
I saw some things. I've talked it over with Mr. Green. It's been my job to do an overall inspection of the store before the deal is concluded. And an overall, not just an inspection of the premises, but also an overall inspection of staff.
And this is the part that I really am I'm resentful of.
Yes, sir.
And why are you resentful, Bob?
Well, because you can...
Here's what he finds fault with. On at least two occasions, I came around the corner as I was looking and observing everything from the food and the dry goods on the shelves. I was looking at staff, looking at customers, but I came around a corner once and saw Mr. Green glance at me and then look at a female customer and put his hand down the front of his pants.
Okay, so that's a lie.
You asked me to relate what I saw.
Yes, no, I definitely did ask you to relate what you saw, because this is going to be made public in the report, and that's a lie.
Well, that's exactly what I saw.
All right, hold on. So we got your word against Mr. Hands.
talking to me?
Yeah, yes, he is, because he said your word against Mr. Hands. I'm Hand.
Is your name Hands or Hand?
My name is Randy Hand.
All right, so Randy Hand, inspector for the Miles Flanagan Group, says he came around the corner, and what did you say? You saw me look at you?
I saw you look at me, and in locking eyes with me, you then turned, stared at one of your female customers, and put your hand down the front of your pants, and I could see it moving around in your pants.
All right, this has already started to sound pretty stupid, if you ask me, and I'm going to ask Bob.
Well, there's more.
No, I'm going to ask you, Bob. Is there any truth to this? Let me get more to the point. Do you really want to sell this store to the Flanagan Group?
I don't have any problem selling the store to the Flanagan Group. No, I will just say that it hurts a little bit to see the final Fraser Food store. It no longer is. But to see the final store that was in that chain, but renamed to Bob Green's Meats and Greens, it hurts to see it turned over to this guy who spends about 5 minutes in the United States, lives in the UK, and I don't think he cares anything about the American consumer, American grocery stores, American customers, nothing. And he wants to buy my store.
Bob, it's a simple thing not to sell it to him.
This is what I had said to Mr. Green at one point.
What were you talking to Green about this for?
Because when I caught him not only with his hand down, I saw him relieving himself around the side of the Fraser Foods, or the side of the Bob Green's Meats and Greens building, standing there, partially obscured but not fully from the parking lot, relieving himself on the side of the building, just, you know.
Yeah, well,
Are you denying that, Bob?
I'm not denying that I was relieving myself. I don't know what this man says he saw. It was around the side of the building. I happened to be around the side of the building. I wasn't in the office. I was far away from the office. I had to go. It was a little bit of an emergency, so I very quickly relieved myself on the side of the building there. You could see me from the boulevard, but not from the parking lot.
That was the part that bothered me. So when he says that he talked to me, that's what I observed.
All right, so I don't know where we're going here. Well, where are we going? I want to know, do you want to sell this? Do you want to sell the remaining store, as you say, Bob, even though it isn't a Fraser Food store anymore, do you want to sell that Anaheim store to this guy, Miles Flanagan?
I want to sell. When you ask me why I don't think he does want to sell, he's got his hand in his pants. Hold on.
I want to sell. Yes, I do want to sell because I need the capital. I need to capitalize Bob's meat. See what?
The name of that store, right?
But I want to capitalize Bob's meat. I want to have enough money to get things rolling at Bob's meat. So yes, I want to sell. Yes, I want to sell.
But you got a personal thing against this guy, Miles Flanagan.
I don't have anything personal against Miles. He's a big blowhard of a guy. I don't think he understands the grocery business.
Why are you standing around there with your hand in your pants and you're relieving yourself on the side of a building?
Well, I don't think that this gentleman saw that.
Yes, I did, sir. And the other thing I saw, you had your hand down the front of your pants, and again, you saw me, and as soon as you saw me looking at you, you put your hand down the back of your pants, and I could see you feeling around back there. So, in three instances, I witnessed this man, Mr. Green, you know, put his hand down in his pants, staring at female customers. He took relieved himself on the side of the building.
What is it? What's the conclusion you're drawing here, sir, and why are you bringing this up now?
Now, that's a very good question.
Well, because I was told to answer honestly, and that's what I'm doing. And what I think is significant is I think he wants me to go back to the potential buyers of the Miles Flanagan Group and say that Bob Green has been very unhygienic in his practices, and that Bob Green is behaving in a way that may bring disfavor to the store, possibly even to the Miles Flanagan Fraser Food brand.
Bob Green and a gentleman named Randy Hand, who's inspecting Bob's store, Bob Green's Meats and Greens. You'll remember that used to be the original Fraser Food store. Fraser Foods was purchased by Miles Flanagan. The last store, the Anaheim store, Bob retained the ownership of, turned it into Bob Green's Meats and Greens. But now he's looking to sell it and get out of the grocery business completely and go into the meat business. You want to become a wholesaler?
No, Phil, a retail meats. Become a good old-fashioned corner butcher shop if you want. We'll have steaks, we'll have chops, we'll have roasts, pork, you name it. We'll have fish as well, and it'll be Bob's Meat.
And now, you call it Bob's Meat, and that has not escaped my scrutiny.
Okay.
Why not Bob's Meats?
Why not what?
Why not call it Bob's Meats?
Why not call it Bob's Meats instead of Bob's Meat?
Because everybody calls their store. I don't think I understand the question. Well, you know, you want people to think it's your penis.
All right, Mr. Hand, hold on. We can do without your commentary. Bob, you're trying to be juvenile there?
The last thing I want to be, Phil, is juvenile. I want to call it Bob's Meat because it represents the product that we sell and the virility of the guy behind it, okay? And I didn't say it's Bob's penis. I didn't say Bob's, excuse my language, but I didn't say Bob's cock.
I'd appreciate it.
Sorry, but it doesn't say that. It says Bob's Meat, meaning that's what we sell, meat. And it's Bob's Meat that's behind the sale of that meat.
You mean that? So,
are you? You're not in this conversation,
Mr. Hand. Let us just talk about this, and I'll be back to you in a second, okay?
All right, but I'm just telling you, I come around the corner, I see this guy fondling my what?
Okay, so Bob's Meat, that's the name of the store, and that's what you want to turn that into, and that's, I'm not going to argue that with you. Meanwhile, there's an offer on the table from Miles Flanagan to buy that store from you so that you can, where are you going to have this new Bob's Meat business?
We're thinking of Long Beach. We're thinking of further down in Orange County, Newport Beach. I mean, that's where there's a lot of money. There's a lot of good customers down there. And we're also thinking of moving it up to L.A. County. We don't know. Maybe even to Pasadena, Phil, a little bit closer to you. But we have not decided. We're looking at stores. Right now, we want to see if this is the right move for us to make to turn the store back over to the Fraser Foods brand. Miles Flanagan, some guy from the United Kingdom. I don't think he could care whether American consumers live or die. That's just my opinion. And
well, I want to ask Mr. Hand. Mr. Hand, you worked for Miles Flanagan as one of his inspectors. What do you think of him?
I think he's a fine man. I think he's an upstanding man. I think he's a man of integrity. And I'm sorry that it sounds to me like Mr. Green has had a personal, not a vendetta perhaps, but a personal issue with him.
There's nothing personal I have, Mr. Hand, with Mr. Flanagan other than the fact that, okay, he got the better of the deal when I sold the Fraser Foods chain to him. And okay, he's now looking to get the better of the deal here with the Anaheim store. And so I suppose you could say if and only if I was actually doing the things you say I was doing, maybe I'm acting out a little bit because of my anger.
That was going to be my point, Bob, that you are putting your hand down your pants and you're feeling your rear end or whatever you're doing.
No, I was not doing anything like that.
That's what it appeared to me, Ms. Gray, that he looked like he was feeling his own rear end.
Whatever you're doing, it is a juvenile act out to say, I may sell to Miles Flanagan, but I don't like it, and it makes me angry.
Okay, I draw the line at the word juvenile. I'm making a statement. I'm saying I will sell to Miles Flanagan, but I don't like him. I don't like how he does business. I don't like how he's an insular Englishman and not doesn't spend enough time in the United States. So if, and I say only if, I had my hand down my pants,
that's not an if, that's a definite was.
What is with the whole staring at the female customer?
I think it was just to further degrade.
I'll answer the question. When I saw him looking at me, I went ahead and I glanced at the female customer. I had my hand down the front of my pants to say, yeah, that's right. Take a look. This is what I'm doing. I'm working, but I also appreciate women. That's what we do in this store.
Rubbing your you-know-what.
Rubbing my what? That's what you had. You had your hand down the front of the pants. No, when I was looking at the female customer, I had my hand down the back of my pants. I was rubbing and scratching it.
All right, and so this is your little act out, so that when you finally do sell it to Miles Flanagan, you can say you're selling him a store where you were acting like a juvenile, rubbing your you-know-what, and taking a leak on the side of the building.
No, that's got nothing to do with it. I don't like Miles Flanagan, and yeah, you're right. I'll take if I want to urinate on the side of the building before I hand it over to him, I will. And if I want to go ahead and take a look at a female customer and put my hand in my... it's really something you guys don't understand, Phil.
Well, here's what I understand. I understand the feeling of animosity with Miles Flanagan is deep, and as such, you want to somehow put some sort of a stain or a scarlet letter on the Fraser Foods, the former Fraser Foods store there in Anaheim, so that when he takes it over, people go, oh, that's the store where that guy, where that manager was who put his hand in his pants.
Maybe. Yeah, that's very possible.
That's my read on it, Mr. Henry.
Nobody asked you. No one asked you your read,
but that's my read on it, Mr. Henry.
All right, but everybody just hang on tight. You know that we had to bring on Miles Flanagan, and we're going to.
Oh, what a pain in the...
I would very much like to speak to you.
What a pain in the ass.
You knew we were going to... You can't come on here and say the things you're saying. I'm not going to bring on Mr. Flanagan.
Oh, okay, Mr. Flanagan. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Henry, and he can... I can speak to him directly about...
Okay, thanks a lot. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Miles Flanagan, the new owner of Fraser Foods, Bob Green, Randy Hand, and, and Bob's Meat.
And Bob's Meat.
On the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, this is Bud Dickman reminding you that a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show is probably the most valuable thing that you'll purchase today or maybe even tomorrow. Because with a backstage pass, you have 65,000 hours of the great radio and digital content of the Phil Henry Show. And you also have the video cast, you have the home movies, you got radio and TV interviews, you got TV pilots, you got podcasts. I mean, there's so much going on that I feel like I need to just slap myself and say, shut up, bud, you're making other shows feel bad because they don't have the stuff what we have.
And this is Bob Green reminding you to get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, the greatest value online other than porn.
Welcome back, Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We have Miles Flanagan on the phone. He's at the Wordley Ball in Glendale, California. And we also have Bob Green, and we have Randy Hand on the line from Bob Green's Meats and Greens. So we got three of you guys. It's kind of noisy where you are. Mr. Flanagan, how are you?
Yeah, Miles Flanagan, Phil. I'm here at the mall. I was picking up a basketball and some water noodles for my nephews here. Hold on for a minute. I was picking up a basketball and some water noodles for my nephews.
What do you say? You're picking up a basketball and water noodles?
That's what I said, Bob. I'm not stuttering over here.
All right. Let me just make sure that I've got everybody here. Is Mr. Hand there?
Yeah, this is Randy Hand. And Randy, thank you for the good work that you're doing for our company.
It's my pleasure, Mr. Flanagan, and I want you to know I stand by what I've been saying.
Right, I've been listening with a real shock here, Bob, about you and your head in your pants.
You've listened to me say that I'm not a big fan of you.
No, I know that. I'm not blind. I know you don't like me.
My statement is basically this, Miles. You know, I value Fraser Foods, and I value the customers that we have, and I value the relationship I had with them. And you sitting in England, owning a grocery chain in America, is not my idea of business. But hey, I sold the company to you.
Right, and you're selling me the final store there, Bob Green's Meats and Greens, with your hand in your pants, you sticking your hand down the crack of... Did you say he had his hand down the crack of his ass?
I didn't say anything like that, sir. I just said he had his hand...
He said he had his hand down the back of his pants.
It sounded like you had your hand wedged down...
Well, you really like to go there, don't you?
It sounded to me like you said you had your hand wedged down the crack of your ass. And then you're looking at female customers, and you have your hand in the front of your pants, and then you're relieving yourself on the side of the building. I'm here to tell you, Bob, none of that makes me not want to buy that store.
I'm not trying to get you not to buy the store. I'm making a statement. I believe in Fraser Foods. I believe in Bob Green's Meats and Greens, as I will believe in Bob's Meat.
All right. Yeah, okay. Well, I believe in Miles' Meat, too.
Okay.
All right. Let's not go there with the double entendre. Miles Flanagan. Mr. Flanagan, does it matter to you that Bob Green doesn't like you?
It doesn't. I don't care, Bob, if you like me or not. I'm going to own all these stores of Fraser Foods. I will effectively have bought you out of the entire chain. And you can go and you can play with Bob's Meat to your heart's content.
All right, I would ask him to stop doing that, Mr. Henry, if you don't mind.
Stop doing what?
He is purposefully using the name of my new store in a salacious way.
No, I'm saying go down with your new store, Bob's Meat, and go play with Bob's Meat.
You see what I'm saying? It's making me sound like I'm playing with a guy.
Mr. Hand, sir, in your inspections, you saw Bob Green put his hand down his pants, down the back of his pants, take, relieve himself. Did you see anything else?
Yes, I did. I saw him at one point bend over and pretend like he was taking his pants down, but he didn't. He bent over. He was on the top walkway.
I was making fun of one of my friends on the floor. I did not pull my pants down.
No, I said you did not do it, but the customers could have seen that. That's very, very mature, Bob. Thank you very much for that.
I didn't flash anybody. Don't worry about it.
No, but that's the kind of thing you're trying to devalue this store. Well, the price remains fixed. You've already accepted the deal in principle, so there's not much you can do about it.
So, Bob, how much of this is you trying to ruin the business before Mr. Flanagan even takes it over?
I'm not trying to ruin this business. You can't ruin this business. This is a store that's been in this area for over 50 years, and we purchased it some 30 years ago. It's doing. I'm not ruining any business. I'm making a statement. I don't like this guy Flanagan. I don't like him carpetbagging, coming in here and taking over the store.
And you sold it to me.
You sold it to him. That. How do you argue against that?
I sold it to him because I needed money. You know.
Yeah, you needed money. Like any dark side whore, you needed money.
All right, let's not go there, please.
Well, a dark side whore, huh?
That's just like anyone. You needed money, okay? And so you went ahead and you did it. And in so doing, you pulled out Bob's meat.
See, I'm asking you, Mr. Andy, to tell him not to do that.
Well, I don't know what it is you think he's doing.
He says I pulled out Bob's meat.
You did. You did. In selling to me, you were able to eventually create Bob's meat, and you pulled it out. You pulled it out, and you're showing it to people.
When I created Bob's Meat, the new meat store, it was to say, this is Bob's meat.
Yeah, you're waving it in people's faces.
I think that is very unfair of you.
All right, I think we've heard all we need to hear. You're going to be selling...
No, we have not heard. Bob's Meat is a meat store that is going to be a great corner grocery store for a butcher store that people could go and get good steaks.
Right. And every day when they wake up, they'll see Bob's Meat in their face.
Rather than allow this man to continue to malign me,
you've been maligning me, saying all kinds of things about me.
All right, it's safe to say that neither one of you guys likes the other. The business is going to be sold. Bob, you're going to have Bob's meat.
Right, he'll dangle it in front of you, and he'll dangle it in front of your wife's face.
And there you go.
Well, there is another adult conversation involving Bob Green, meat.
Yeah. Yeah, talk about Bob's meat. I mean, I certainly understand where Mr. Flanagan's going.
I don't understand anything about those guys other than the fact that once they're out of business, it'll be a blessing for the whole world that we won't have to listen to Miles Flanagan, Bob Green. I don't know what's wrong with that guy.
Bob Green is an exhibitionist. He's a frustrated man. He acts out in the most vulgar ways. And to be looking at a female customer to make sure that he's being looked at by the inspector, then sticking his hand in his pants, I think that just goes beyond the pale.
What does that mean, goes beyond the pale?
It goes beyond the pale.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Is that P-A-I-L? I guess.
Goes beyond the, like, P-A-I-L.
Goes beyond where you would normally go to the bathroom?
Boy, you are dumb.
I don't know what it means. Goes beyond the pale. Go, I'll look it up. Yeah, look that one up. I don't want to know now. I got to get going here.
How's the arm?
My arm is really sore. Thank you for asking, Margaret.
Yeah, how's the arm?
How's the arm, Phil?
I'm going to answer the question. For those of you who don't know, I tore my bicep muscle. That is the initial diagnosis. I had an MRI over at the MRI place on orders from my doctor, and it's being read now by the orthopedic guys in Westlake Village. And who knows, man, if it's just a bicep tear, believe it or not, you can deal with that through therapy.
You don't have to have surgery.
No. If it is a rotator cuff tear, then it will require some surgery. So,
Dexter, you got to watch where you go, Mr. Henry.
I got to watch where I'm going. There's no question about it, man. You know, sometimes you have your mind on the big picture and you're missing the little things. And so thank you for asking. Tomorrow, I saw the orthopedic guy today. Tomorrow, he's going to take a look at our MRI and, you know.
Way to go, Phil. Way to go.
Yeah.
Light on your feet.
That's me. But anyway, that's still to be determined. The World Famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Catch you tomorrow. Don't forget a backstage pass, the World Famous Phil Henry Show. You know, you can get your Chris Norton gear. Norton Splodes, what are those things?
Oh, they're disgusting terry cloth robes.
Yeah, terry cloth robes for the man who believes he's got the says.
Check out our merch store at philhenryshow.com. There's something there, literally something there for everyone.